The book became a bestseller and Oogie rose to stardom in the dog world. The book allowed Larry, and along with Oogie, to become involved with rescue fundraisers and be a guest speaker at schools. Kids will learn about Oogie's sad beginnings and take up collections for non-profit and rescue groups. Over the years, Oogie was able to make fewer public appearances because of his health. He went through 3 operations on his skull, the first one to save him, the second one to rebuild his face, Larry said. Then, in 2011, he collapsed. They thought it was a brain tumor. It wasn't a brain tumor, but a pervasive infection that required a 3rd surgery. Inside his skull, pieces of fur and pieces of his cheekbone from 9 years before had become infected. They cleaned it all out and he survived. Oogie was still able to make trips to a nearby prison when he and Larry were volunteers with New Leash on Life USA, which has inmates learn about dogs and train them so they'll be more adaptable. Larry would talk with them about dog fighting. They got back into the communities where dog fighting is endemic, and they've got this changed view, he explained. Larry hates what happened to Oogie, but is glad that it brought them together.